We will just complete the whole program by chanting together a little bit, like 5, 6 minutes. I think when we were in Vrindavan doing these Govardhan retreats, we had developed a certain format that began to serve the devotees really well. I think someone mentioned that the Govardhan retreats actually are a little longer because included in them we have free days where devotees can walk around Giriraj, where they can reflect a little bit, write maybe, be for themselves. And during these days, I always see devotees at the side of Giriraj on the roof, looking out towards Giriraj, and on many other places, because we found out that the best way a retreat works is when there is actually some time to absorb what you have heard. This time, due to the online situation, we have just gone vroom, from with all the three speakers from the beginning, Bhuvijam Prabhu, then myself, then Jagatarini, to just give the devotees a condensed atmosphere, knowing well that they might be busy at their local places in other ways. However, what I really would like to recommend to you, especially on this online, in this online program, please take a little time to reflect on what you have heard, what has struck you maybe, what has moved you in some ways, because by this reflection you will actually bring this from the level of just understanding to the level of realizing. I was not clear. You will bring it from the level of just hearing it, theoretical knowledge, to the level of realizing it or practical knowledge. What I always do is I have this habit of taking notes, and then in the evening or the next morning, I go through the notes and see what I have written down as to anchor it into my understanding. Today I've taken, like yesterday, a lot of notes. The last note reads, "It is known that Sandipani Muni taught Krishna, but it is less known that Sandipani Muni was also elevated by his contact with Krishna, so that in the end he could see that this is a divine personality. This is God actually who has been my ashram, and he prayed again and again, "I want to receive you." I've also taken notes from Jagatarini's talks, how Radha would go on the roof to look towards Nandagram where Krishna lived, and how Krishna would do the same, looking from the roof of Nandagram towards Yavat. And I've made a little note, "Look out for Krishna, look out for Radharani." So I'm just quoting some examples, how to take notes, how to think about them, these notes, and how to let the subject stay a little bit, let it sink a little bit deeper, let it even sometimes cut a little bit more the wrong understandings which were there. Fine. Tomorrow, as you all know, and I know that our Prashanta will give us at the end a little more ideas, there is the question and answer session. We always look very much forward to this, Burijan Prabhu and myself, because it gives us a chance to interact with the audience and to have to develop relationships, really. So in the same, so this time on the online, I request you, let us prepare for tomorrow. Please don't be shy, send your questions in to the chat box so that tomorrow we will have an ample supply of questions. And you will also see, once you become clear about a question, Krishna will arrange the answer. Somehow or other, it will come to you. Fine. Let us please keep the energy going. Energy, I mean, the attendance. Let us keep the attendance. Please take part also tomorrow, because we form a community of retreatees, and I also think that Giriraj will see that we are serious in this effort, and he will respond and reciprocate in some ways. Fine. Having said this, I request you to sit down. Which tonality, please? Mm-hmm. We have prepared a very nice kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Once I asked a very accomplished kirtaniya, how do you actually become absorbed when you chant? And he said two things. First of all, I will make sure that the holy name comes from the tongue to the ear. In other words, I will listen to the holy name. And then I will also invite him to come in the heart. And then he said something. I also go in my mind to Govardhan or to Vrindavan and imagine I chant there. So please, all of you, let us sing. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Giriraj Govardhan ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. Sorry, my voice is a little. Thank you very much for attending the Govardhan online retreat. It's a genuine pleasure to know that you are all there. We know that you are all there. And I hope, like all of you, that circumstances will become more favorable for travel so that we are able to hold the Govardhan retreat this year in autumn in Vrindavan. If not, or if it's only partially possible, maybe for the Indians to be there, then we will certainly continue this online project, because it is a very, something happens, something can be felt. So thank you all very much. Let us give the sound back to Prashanta. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. So tomorrow we are looking forward to yet a very exciting day. It is very sadly the last day of the Govardhan retreat. It's true that it's been quite an experience. We are receiving lots of messages from the participants, and we've even received pictures, which we hope to show a little bit tomorrow, of people who have created their sacred space that as we had requested. And there are actually many devotees who are sitting every day in a special place and are attending the retreat. So we were actually amazed to receive the pictures. And if you are set up in a place like that, so please send the pictures. You are all connected to us through the WhatsApp broadcast, through Gaurangi Sundari Devidasi, so you can send the pictures to her. Please also send your questions. One of the exciting parts of tomorrow's program is the question and answer session, which is the first of programs in the morning. I believe there's a link. We already have collected some questions. There is a link which should be on the chat right now. It will also be sent to you through the WhatsApp broadcast. Now, message coming from Q&A to everyone. So if you access that link, or you can copy it now so that you can access it when between now and tomorrow. We will go to one more exciting place. We will be sailing on the waves of mercy of Yamuna Devi tomorrow morning. We'll also have glimpses of the Govardhan retreat in Govardhan. We'll have a visit to the Govardhan retreat center, which is coming up, and where, Krishna willing, we will have our retreat next year. We will hear of all our teachers during the closing ceremony. So please be there. If you wish, also send us your realizations, your experience of the Govardhan retreat. Hare Krishna. See you tomorrow.